This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. John Edwards is now off the fence. The former presidential candidate ended months of suspense by endorsing Barack Obama. NPR's Don Gagne has the story from Grand Rapids, Michigan, where Obama and Edwards rallied.
John Edwards, who ended his presidential bid in February, told Obama Tuesday night that he decided to endorse him. Then he joined Obama at a big rally in Grand Rapids last night.
This is our time to take down these walls, to close our divide, and build one America that we all believe in. If you want that, and join me in helping send Barack Obama to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Edwards says Democrats across America have chosen Obama and that he believes Obama can bring about the kind of change the nation needs. He also praised Hillary Clinton, calling her tough as steel and one who has fought hard for things Democrats believe in her entire career. He said it's important for Democrats to be unified in the fall campaign if they expect to win.
NPR's Don Gagne reporting from Michigan. U.S. troops work hard and they're closer to a big raise. A House panel approved a 3.9% pay hike for troops. It's part of a $600 billion defense spending bill. The Senate supports the move, so it's likely to make it to the president's desk. If it all goes through, troops would see the money in their checks starting in October. And the Pentagon is looking for a few good hackers. An Air Force commander says the military should build a botnet to attack enemy computer networks. Spammers and malicious hackers use botnets now. Here's how botnet works. First, they infect computers with viruses. That allows hackers to secretly control thousands of computers and use them to send spam or disable networks. The idea of an American military botnet is sparking debate in the computer security community. To sports and NHL playoff action, the Dallas Stars are still alive. They beat the Detroit Red Wings last night in the Western Conference Finals. Detroit now leads that series 3-1. Tonight, the Pittsburgh Penguins have a chance to put away the Philadelphia Flyers. Pittsburgh leads the Eastern Conference Finals 3-0. That game's in Philly. Chicago gourmets can now eat foie gras legally. The city banned the dish made of duck or goose liver 2 years ago. It's a controversial food. Animal rights groups don't like it because the birds are force-fed to swell their livers. Chicago's mayor hated the ban, and he led the effort to roll it back. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.